Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tommy, Hector, and Larita podcast. We'd like to let you know that we have an extra bonus subscriber only episode that's available now every Monday. If you go to thlpod.com or Acast Plus, you can find out how to subscribe.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lumberjack episode. In the background, while we're yapping, you might be able to hear fellas chopping down trees.
Yes.
Busy at it on a wet day.
I thought you had to go through...
Friends of the Earth.
Friends of...
Amnesty International.
I think you have to go through the government to chop a
Greenpeace.
Tree down.
But there, yeah. Is there not something about you can't be chopping trees when it's raining?
I just think you shouldn't chop trees at all. Now, I'm not the hippie Harry here. Stop the motorway going through the field. Don't get me wrong.
You love motorways.
Yeah.
Like when the motorway went round the hill at Tara, there were all the hippies out and the crusties were out and they bent the motorway around Navan to get to Navan South and Navan North.
Like when we were growing up, we didn't even know there was a Navan North and Navan South. We never referred to it that, did we?
No.
So now it's split into two parts.
Navan
North and Navan South. Then you go to Kells East, Kells West, Kells North.
But now who the fuck knows towns like that?
I know, but that's what the motorways have done to this
fucking
country.
Fucking Ballinasloe Navan West, North.
Ballinasloe East. When did you get off? Did you get off at Navan South?
Yeah.
Navan North. Just go into Navan.
That's it,
the posh and the not posh part.
Navan is either the Kells Road, the Dublin Road, the Trim Road, or the Slane Road.
Yeah,
that's
what road? What road are you
what road are you on?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all too confusing with the motorway.
Yeah.
The name of this week's episode is...
Oh, sorry. I've done a bit of research on this last night. There's so many good ones.
I bet you, dear
can
listener,
I just give...
Dear listener, none of these will be good. No, you know they won't.
Can I just...
Because that's not Hector's gift.
On behalf of myself and Larita.
No.
Don't bring me into this.
On behalf. You just don't have an eye for this, like I do.
Tommy...
They'll all be shit. I have the best one. I have the best one already.
Tommy's an artist. Oh, the glasses. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, look at that.
Look at the fuck.
It's the contraption. It's like something.
The
it's
radio.
Like
the they've got telescopic.
It's like the little doctor in Deadwood.
The radio aerials are back.
He's trying to get a brace for your one who can't walk, put in the saloon. She's got a wonky crow's foot and he's making a brace for her, and it's 1867.
A crow's feet not on your eyes, like when you're getting old.
No, you have the crow foot. Yeah. He's the pigeon foot. What about this? Not. I'm going to say mine because, you know,
okay,
at
you
least
go
I get
ahead.
Me, as me mother used to say, get your spake in.
Yes.
Because we'll know that fucking
or
Chancellor of the Exchequer will.
These little games are so much fun. Go
because
ahead.
He's the only one to pick it.
Yes, go ahead.
Because I have a gift for it.
Oh, you have a gift, all right, Tommy. Yeah,
I always choose the best ones. Yeah. You always won the really obvious.
You have a gift,
go on,
right,
go on, Hector. Go on.
Well, have a go, Hector. Come on.
Nottingham Claremorris. Do you hear Larita laughing to it?
Nottingham
and your fake laugh as well. Yeah, go on.
Okay. Plymouth.
Oh, yeah. Next one.
Plymouth Argyle. Plymouth Argyle. Tommy, come on.
Where's Plymouth?
Instead of Plymouth Argyle, Plymouth Argyle.
Plymouth Argyle.
Tommy, there's something there.
Look, he looks like a doctor giving you bad news there with the glasses.
Okay, have a listen
you
to this.
Me whole. Tommy, there's something there.
Come Tommy, on. Have a listen to this. Actually, we'll all direct this.
Right.
Tommy, Ballybofionard. Come on, Tommy, go with me.
I have it.
And my final one today, just to get it in, is Racing Santanderi.
I think we had that already.
No, I don't think we did. Okay, Tommy, it's over.
Do we have?
Anyway, I'm glad on behalf of democracy and the liberation of people all over the world, I've got my bacon.
Go on.
All right. This week's episode,
We Can Choose, by the way,
is called Clohanover. Clohanover.
Where's that?
It's Germany, Hanover. Clohanover.
Nottingham, Claire Morris.
I don't know where.
Moving on. Anyway.
Right, that's the name of the show. And we're
going to start with a sad one today because we just got a shout out here. Well, lads, loving the podcast. Two Navin boys, John Power and Stephen Geraghty, getting through the week in Palm Beach, Sydney, where Home and Away is filmed. Thanks to ye boys. The laughs, lads. By Jesus, we'll have a six packs in no time. Stephen has a thing for Loretta.
Hi, Stephen.
Now, this is the sad bit, and this will register with Hector as well. If you could send condolences to a good friend of mine's family, Michael McDonough, one of the main figureheads of the travelling community in Navan, has passed away.
Oh, no.
Cheers, lads. Gramahagut Mukharja. So, no. So Michael McDonough was a fine man and the head of a fine family, and we give... pass on our condolences to all the members of the travelling community in Navan and to his wife and all of his children. Yeshje Garawa Anam Jilish.
A great leader for them and a great man who spoke so well about his people and always was trying to do the right thing for them. And
great decency in him.
Yeah, I was in his house, I filmed in their house and a fine family and up in the Commons. Wow, he was a leader for them.
So,
that's sad news.
Good luck to you and Godspeed to you, Micah. Now
I had. Did you? What was your day like yesterday?
Tommy's horse again.
Tommy's horse. Tommy's gigging. I came into the kitchen today, and Tommy was all business like. I knew there was something up, and then I asked him, Tommy, are you going somewhere? He goes, no. And I knew you had a late night last night.
You have a bit of a croaky voice.
Would the two of you just stop fucking picking on me?
We're not picking you.
Don't even talk to me. Just don't even look at me.
Okay. Oh, you're cross. Always cross. All right. Okay.
There's something
don't
happened.
Rise, Tommy,
something
today.
Happened last night.
Go on.
I can read him like a book.
He looks like he didn't sleep at all.
I did. I slept well. No, I'm.
You're cross though.
I'm just frustrated. I had a beautiful day yesterday with my granddaughter Ava. Beautiful. Granddad's car.
Aww.
So we had great crack. But the stand-up show is fucking frustrating me because I don't know how to put it together.
I just can't
come up with the fucking...
Okay.
I know this is the problem. I know that I'm funny.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that in conversation with us here, I can think of funny stuff.
And
every now and again on the chat show, I can think of something funny. And I can be funny in conversation. Mm. So I know that my sense of humour hasn't fucking disappeared.
Yes.
I know I'm well able to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a
nervous thing.
It's not a nervous thing. I can perform and I know that I can be funny. But at the moment, I just can't put the fucking two of them together for the stand-up. It's just, so I'm just trying to figure out how to, now I'm doing this 26 years and it's kind of, in the weird thing about some types of work that you do, that even after 26 years, you have to fucking learn all over again how to do it, you know. Mm. So that's what's kind of frustrating.
Were you nervous yesterday going on stage?
Not nervous, no. I started doing these deep breathing exercises to get myself in the zone.
Holding
my breath and doing the kind of in, two, three, four, out, two, three, four. And that focuses the mind. But it's just not happening for me in terms of the stand-up. And it's to do, I think, I don't know what the fuck it is.
Are you trying too hard?
Either I'm trying too hard or I'm not trying hard enough. Or
and Tommy, this is a
I knew you'd say that. I knew Loretta would come in. You're not trying hard enough.
That fucking Mayo.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ease him here gently and you fucking dig it again.
It's just being psychological mind games.
The bitterness and sharpness of Mayo. It'll be like that all winter in Mayo now with the fucking postmortem.
Not trying hard enough.
You're not trying hard enough. That's the postmortem going on in Mayo.
That's the problem.
As I've heard from every single Mayo person I talked in the last 2 weeks, there's a lot of anger up here. There's a lot of anger. That's what I'm feeling from you today again.
No, I'm not angry.
You're still
This around on me. Don't you dare.
Tommy, move.
Is it a work in progress?
There's no point.
It's a work in progress. It'll get better.
Thank you, Hector.
No, yourself.
No, you're higher.
No,
you, on the other hand.
Yeah, you're out.
Fucking negative Nelly over there.
So
yesterday,
I had to get dropped into the clinic because I had a big old test yesterday. So, you know, I had to fast all yesterday morning.
Right. What time have you worked?
And no tea and no coffee. No cigarettes. I said, I don't smoke. No alcohol. They said, Hector, no. No food, no nothing. Okay. And then I went into the clinic yesterday.
Just to interrupt, the boys are going for it.
They're
fucking hard at it.
The lumberjacks. The trees are.
We're definitely
there's
not.
There's going to be no trees left in Barton. <Did you? laughs>
It was not to fucking start with.
It's like one of those speedo motocross
those
competitions.
Little fucking scramblers that Jesus, the 6-year-old yeah. from Cluska Park used to have.
That's what's going the on out there.
We look over the side, there's seven lads with seven Hilties. So yesterday I went in for my angiogram.
Oh.
Which is quite a big thing, and I was a little bit. I had to.
What is an angiogram?
It's a detailed look at the arteries pumping blood and oxygen into the heart. So I had to be dropped in because they said we're going to give you an injection to slow the heart down, and you're not allowed to drive after it. So I was off. So I hopped out of the car, didn't drop me off, in I went, and got into the whole place, and then put on the gown, and then
did you get off your pants?
No, you leave your pants on, Tommy. I put two gowns on.
Were you disappointed that you
got disposable underpants, surely.
What?
Disposable underpants.
To get them in the fetish shop.
They're looking at your heart, not looking at your gusset.
Yeah, but you can't just wear your own underpants.
Oh, for you buy special sake. Ones into Victoria's Secret.
Ones they can rip off if they need to.
When men go into a check, when men put on gowns, they don't put on disposable. They wear their own jocks.
Do women put on disposable underpants?
Yes.
So went in.
Are all underpants not disposable?
Disposable underpants.
Yeah, these ones are like ones that you can just go rip off.
No, they weren't.
In case of emergency.
Like, would you wear them at a night out?
No, they'd be awful uncomfortable.
What are they made of? Like paper mache.
You know those hats you wear in factories when you have to cover your hair?
Disposable knickers.
Yeah, that's what they
I was fine. They were great. You can keep your jeans on, Hector. Take off all this. Put on two gowns. I had to put two gowns on for some reason. One to the front and one to the back. Then they come in and they get the catheter in.
The what, Hector?
The catheter.
Catheter.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Knowledge is a blessing.
Dangerous.
Isn't it? Knowledge is a blessing. I don't know where I've been for the last 50 fucking two years of my life. I do know where I've been. But until this lad has entered
you
my life.
Been out of the
house, hey, good job, you weren't mixing until with too many.
until this lad has re-entered my life every week. I don't know what I was doing with my use of the English language.
You'll be flying.
Tommy, I'd be lost without you.
You'll be flying now.
No, I'd be lost without you with the English language.
So tell us again. What did they put into you?
And it was funny. She put the word again. The catheter into me.
Excellent.
Anyway,
catheter. He's saying.
Yeah. She put the thing in, and she was a little bit nervous doing it, and then they tried to wash it out a little bit with a bit of whatever sodium thing, and I could feel a stinging, and she knew I was stinging, and she's there, is that stinging now? And I was there a little bit, and go, I don't think it's in right, and I'm not looking down because I'm looking out the window at this stage, and she goes, I don't think it's in right, and she's moving a little bit and it's stinging, and I go, oh God, they're going to have to do this again, more sodium in. Anyway, got it, perfect, in we went. Machine is incredible. It's like a vortex. It's a matrix semicircle machine, not like an MRI where you go head first into the whole big thing like a nuclear reactor. It's a simple 2-foot wide belt, and you go into it, comes right over your chest. Put all the stuff on me, Tommy. They put the electrodes,
the sticky patches.
And then they come
the wires in
and they were brilliant. They were brilliant. There's a nurse called Helen, there's Aisling there, and they were coming in, right, Hector?
How old were they now?
They were young, youngish, and they were like, Hector, we're the CT scan team here. You're in to get your heart checked out. Okay, the machine is going to tell you what to do, and we're going to start pumping stuff in through the thing on your arm. And I said, okay. So,
and have they given you the slowing down your heart?
Not yet. This is the mad bit. So I'm there going, right. Okay, Hector, listen to the machine, and away you go. So I could hear doors closing, and then it's just me and the machine. And will I close my eyes? I have my mask on. Will I look at the reading of where the machine was? There's a couple of lights in it. Or will I close my eyes and start dreaming of nice things? Because I don't want to start feeling my heart beating or nothing. I was like, so you start getting a tiny bit nervous. Next way it goes, 3, 2, 1,
entering.
Breathe. Watch. 3, 2, 1, hold your breath. And then the machine pushes back out for a couple of seconds.
Wow.
And then,
Tommy, you should
and
do
then
that
you
machine.
Go back in again. So didn't I start fucking taking big breaths? I was going, 3, 2, 1, breathe. I'm like, and then 3, 2, 1, inhale. So I go like this. And you have to hold your breath. So I was doing it all wrong. So they stopped the machine to come back in. They said, Hector, we want you to breathe normally, but when it's no big breaths, because the heart has to stay still. Yeah. We're looking at the arteries. So I'm there, okay, I was doing it all wrong. So we did it a couple.
He's 52 and he doesn't know how to breathe.
And so the really interesting thing was, the doctor, they said a doctor's going to come in now and they're going to spray something under your tongue. And she goes, you're going to get a headache very quickly after it, possibly. And this is going to, we need to do this before we put in the dye to have a look at your arteries. And I'm going, okay. So I'm going in again to the machine. 3, 2, 1.
Breathe.
And I just go, you stay calm.
And then you stop breathing.
No, it's good. You stay calm then and I know what to do.
Well, once they spray
next minute,
stuff
up at my head, because I can't see what's going on. My arms are above my head. They won't let my arms by the side. The whole thing, you have to keep your arms up like that, lying down. And the guy goes, Hector, how you doing? I'm just going to spray something under your tongue here. This is going to open up the arteries really quickly around your heart.
Fuck.
And it was a spray like a menthol spray. Bang, bang. And he says, you're going to get a headache.
A headache?
Within 20 seconds, it was like a hangover headache. And he goes, okay, in we go again to the machine. Did all that. Next minute, come back. Hector, we're going to put some dye into your body now. So we're going to put dye into the body. There you go. In we go again. And then the last one was, we're going to slow your heartbeat down, Hector. You're just going to feel something. And then you're going to feel a sensation like you've wet your pants. And a sensation that your whole jeans have wet you. Wet yourself. Ooh. But you haven't. Everything's fine. It's never happened before. Don't worry. But you're going to get a mad sensation all over your body. And within 10 seconds of him injecting whatever he injected, I felt as if I had weed my whole fucking jeans.
Oh my God, what did you do?
Really warm. Really warm sensation. It was actually fucking beautiful. It was like the day I put the key in Cabra Park after hitching the whole way to Navan. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't hold on to it any longer. And I just weed me pants. And it was just fucking mad. They're brilliant people. These three.
They're brilliant drugs.
They're brilliant.
They are, exactly.
A spray under your tongue to open the arteries. Isn't that mental?
Did you find out why you got all that hot weed hot sensation? Flushes.
Don't know. But these are the three things. The dye under the tongue and then the slowing the heart down.
So you actually felt like your legs were wet, even though they were bone dry.
I felt as if I just weed my jocks completely for about a minute.
And then it dried up.
I didn't. It's a sensation.
I know,
that
but
your
then
brain,
it stopped. Then wow.
An amazing 15.
What about the headache?
The headache was there all afternoon. They said take something for that, Hector. But within the minute, a second of him giving me the spray on the tongue, which fires up your arteries going into your heart. That's the spray that opens the arteries for oxygen, and they can really see it in the machine. So we did. It took about 20 minutes. Great people. This is the mad thing, and this is circumstance and coincidence, and this whatever this podcast has done, and we know we've created a family and a community. As I was getting changed and they were taking this stuff out of my arm, there was another lad in his 40s about to go in, and he was in a cubicle in front of me. And he said, how are you, Hector? And he says, you won't fucking believe this, but he said, because of your podcast, I'm in here getting a checkup. And the two of us stood there in gowns. He's from Sligo. His name was Fergal. And he said, I put this on the long finger about a year and a half ago. And because of your podcast, I'm in here today. And I said, I thought it was you in the queue in front of me, but I wasn't sure. And I said, well, we're all in the same boat. And what an amazing place for two men to be doing something regarding their heart at that particular moment in the clinic. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe in that circumstance, that coincidence. And he said, because of the podcast. So that's a good thing.
Now, tell us about the heart. Was the wetting the pants connected to the heart slowing down?
Yes.
Ah, so they
and opening the arteries and all of that. So it stops everything around the body. I don't know why they do what. She was really precise with what she said. You're going to feel a sensation in your body now.
And you definitely didn't wet yourself.
No, she said, nobody's ever wet themselves in the history of this CT scan department. But you're going to feel a huge sensation of warmness and as if you've gone to the toilet. Amazing.
So that was you done?
That was me done, and now the results will come out.
Okay.
But that was me looking at my heart, and that was me looking at the arteries to see if there's any blockages, arterial sclerosis, which is a buildup of plaque on tiny little arteries that you have, the size on the arteries on the back of your hand, where the air and the oxygen fly through to the heart. And if there's any calcium buildup on that or plaque from the cholesterol or whatever, that's what stops the air getting through. That's what's called arterial sclerosis, and that's what causes heart attack in men all over the country, all over the world, every day of the week. And it's easily fixed with a little thing called a stint. And most of the stints around the world are made in Galway.
Well, I know a fella who went to hospital recently and was told, stop working and we're putting two stints, one of your arteries is completely blocked, and the other one of the ones is 70% blocked. So you're to stop working and get stints in. So, but one of the things he said to me, he said that he went to the hospital because he wasn't feeling well.
Right.
But he's the same age as me. He went to the hospital because he wasn't feeling well. And then I started thinking, but I'm
never feeling well.
Yeah, but then you start asking your question. Do I feel pains and aches? And do we ever feel well?
I have a beautiful build up of spunk in my shoulders.
Spunk. How did it make its way up there?
Good question. No, I just feel I generally with me and my body, there's something. Maybe you're the same.
Aches and pains.
There's something going on somewhere.
So if you were to rate yourself out of 10 and your feelings, like how you act,
physically.
Yeah, physically.
About a 5.5 maybe.
Yeah, maybe a 6 on a Friday, maybe 7.5.
Yeah.
Would you ever be feeling up around 8 or 9? No.
That back about 20 years ago.
So
what I'm saying is, men always get little niggles and aches, and we're notorious for going, ah, what the fuck, that's not. But the thing is, so many men are in the van and in the car and at work with Gaviscon and Rennie, and this is the big one, and they're going, what's that shot there? That's like fucking. What's that right there in the middle of my chest there? It's a bit of indigestion. 16 Rennie will sort that. And that is it. That's the warning sign. That's the warning sign. Yes.
I went into the hospital one time because I thought I was getting a heart attack. I told you that story, didn't I? I went into the hospital because I was on the landing at home and I said, this isn't right. This is not fucking right. And I just felt this pressure. And it felt as if my heart was beating really fast, but it was a kind of a fucking pressure as well, and starting to get lightheaded. And I said to Yvonne, I think I need to go into the hospital. I think there's something going on here. So I drove myself in. I went into A&E, and I said to the woman behind the desk, I think I might be getting a heart attack or something. She says, take a seat. And I sat there for 3 hours. And then I said, fuck this. And I went home. And I just left it.
I know.
They left you sitting there.
For about 3 hours. And then I just went back up to the fucking glass and said, I'll leave this one off. It's after settling.
Tommy, did you get more nervous as you get into the casualty, or were you more paranoid about it? Do you get paranoid about stuff like that?
Not during the day. It's at night when you wouldn't have much other stuff to be thinking about.
I know.
You start thinking about
it. Like lying in bed. And you feel your heart go, that's normal enough, isn't it? Yeah. And then you'd be kind of going, there's something wrong. There's something wrong here. But men always have. But one of the things I'm curious about is these early deaths, these deaths of men just getting heart attacks or in their 50s and just dropping like that. I don't remember ever reading about that as a thing in the 1800s or the 1700s or the 1600s. I don't remember, and I don't remember stuff about cancer either.
But Tommy, it's because, like, when you look
at our lives,
our
just lifestyle, making us sick.
But the food we eat, like,
the food,
well,
the noise.
Go, the constant fucking on all the time.
I think central nervous system cannot survive that indefinitely, and the way it shows that it's not coping is all these odd things build up in your heart, or your brain explodes.
There's way
you
more
get diseases
stuff now. Or like years ago, people like your grandparents and your parents, they ate such plain foods. Like most people
not
had
as
their
processed.
Own. Most people had just ate what was grown on their own farms or what they were rearing on their own farms. That's all they ate. Like they didn't eat. Like I've got two uncles and they've never had dinner out or a takeaway in their lives. Well, they've had dinner out, like maybe at a wedding or something.
And are they healthy as fish?
Yeah, but they've never had a takeaway, like, or fast food or anything like that. Imagine, like. And there are people that are,
what do they eat?
Just eat their own dinners.
Spuds and fish.
No, they still buy stuff in the supermarket, so obviously the foods are different
now. Yeah, but they're not going out and doing
they eat three meals
a satay sauces and sweet and sours.
Never,
and
ever. They just eat breakfast and their lunch and their dinner, and that's it.
We are the first generation, okay, of people who are alive in the world at the moment. I think I said this before. I was driving on the motorway last week, doing 120 kilometres an hour. 100 years ago, 98% of the population of the world never travelled at that speed.
Mm-hmm.
Never. We've had a million years of human evolution, and it's only in the past 10 seconds that we're fucking travelling. The body is travelling at that speed.
Yeah.
We've, in terms of noise around us. We are the only people in the history of people who are constantly fucking bombarded with noise. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, there's fucking music and the sound of cars and fucking just ads and electricity. And this is the first time it's happening. I'm just wondering, like,
is there a connection?
Well, people did obviously drop dead all the time, but it just seems more prevalent now or something.
The things back then were chickenpox and smallpox and all the things we've created vaccinations for, but they were hardier back then. But it's the go, go, go. It's the 24 hours a day. We never unplug ourselves. That body is never plugged and we're revving that body up. And that's, you know,
I think the body's always on alert.
Yes.
You know, it's always, and it's only when you go to places where none of those noises exist that you fucking relax in a deeper way. Your body just goes down a gear and goes, yeah, without even you trying to force it. It just goes, just fucking drops. And oh, this is what it feels like.
The spunk
relaxed
goes out of your
all
shoulders.
I know is that, all I know, yeah, is that the heart, and it's become very prevalent in this podcast since Freddie, but it's a muscle. It's a muscle that needs minding. It's a muscle that needs exercise. And
how many arteries are going into your heart?
I don't know. There's some.
Would there be four or like 40?
It's funny.
Why don't we just ask a cardiologist?
But it's funny because two years ago, I decided to get my first sort of an ultrasound of my heart. So I was looking at my ventricles and, you know, the chambers that you used to do in biology. So he said everything was clear, and I'm still with the same cardiologist. So I'm back with the same guy now, and he's deeply looking.
I don't even have a cardiologist.
Well, I think we need to get you one.
You have a cardiologist.
Yeah, like a psychiatrist. We need. Well, no, you're
Bill Gates over
here. Hang on, you're assigned a cardiologist.
Where are you assigned?
Hang on a second.
Centra.
No, but you're assigned a cardiologist.
It's beside the biscuits.
Tommy, it's not.
Who assigns you one? You have to go to
You
one.
Go to your GP and he puts you onto a cardiologist. Then you build up a relationship with your cardiologist.
How do you do that? You go for play squash with them?
No, you go for pints. And then you build up a relationship with him. And now I don't have any fear going in to talk to a cardiologist about my heart. I it's as if I'm going in to get have a look. Oh, I have a pain in the back of my calf. I strained it playing football.
And do you have a legiologist and a fucking
You can have any geologist you want.
Headiologist.
Every man should have
Have you got any ologists at all in your life?
Not at all. No. Nobody. Just you two. That's all I have.
We are your cardiologists.
Psychologists. Yeah. So, but like...
It's psychologists.
Yeah. It's a...
It's killing me. He's like Dr. Phil over here at the corner.
Psychologist.
Dr. English.
So that's it. Everyone, it's a muscle that needs minding. And if you mind it, like any proper muscle, you need to be minded.
And stints are no problem either.
Stints
are quick and easy. In through your armpit, isn't it? It's like a straw you get in supermarkets.
There's lads getting stints as we speak all over the country. And yeah, and as you said, you knew someone last week who got stints. But isn't that mad to be in the gown and a guy turns around and he goes, you won't believe this, from Sligo.
So how long should you get the results?
Hopefully the next couple of days we'll get the results. And if I get it all clear, then I know.
But even if you don't get the all clear, it's been found at a time where you're even if they say to you, Jesus, Hector, you're well blocked on the left. Where's your cardiologist from?
He's Galway.
Galway.
Pat Nash. I have to say hello to Pat. But the team are great out
Galway,
there.
Hector, Pat Nash here. Just to say that you're totally blocked up on the left.
How's it going, Hector? No, he's not from Cladistins.
Cladicardiology.
How's it going? Where's your mother? Cladistins, can I help you?
But even if it's bad, you know that they'll just bring you in and
unblock you.
Stick a few straws into your heart and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's the only way that can be fixed.
What are stints made of?
They're tiny, 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 I don't know. They're made of some futuristic plastic, aren't they?
They're like little, tiny little tubes.
Now hang on a minute. Larissa Blue. Larissa Blute has had a phenomenal heart adventure.
More traumatic than that.
Tell us.
Can I ask you?
No, it's disgusting. Did we not go through this before?
Well, do it again.
No, because it's not only men that need to mind their
heart. Women have hearts as well.
Women have hearts on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Underneath one of their boobs, they have a heart.
And women have a heart.
Sometimes we let it out.
Especially around 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
Yeah.
So you have palpitations and stuff.
I had. Okay. And then I had to have this thing where it must be about 15 years ago or 12 years ago now. So it was not as advanced as what you had done. So they had to put the little cameras into my heart.
Okay.
So in through my groin, three cameras one side. One camera the other side.
Yeah.
This was
the old angiogram.
I can tell you, I've never had a baby, but it was like the same thing. It was like a piece of meat fired up on a table, stripped.
You mean you're the piece of meat?
Yes. Stripped, to within an inch of your life.
Up your groin,
no
sound,
jeans on you.
Sound nice.
Or no underwear or socks or anything else.
No socks. Did you keep your socks?
And then the gown was like, oh, put the gown on frontways there. I was like, yes. What?
Bra.
Put it on frontways.
Do you have a bra?
No, of course you don't have a fucking bra, won't you?
You're in the nip.
Fully in the nip.
Jesus.
Ripped apart and stuck from head to toe.
Anesthetic.
With your little plugs everywhere.
Did you get a general anesthetic? Local?
No, you couldn't have a general anesthetic. So you had to be awake for it. So
when I say your groin, can we be more specific?
Yes, you want to go straight in there.
Was it your into your vagina or in through like your?
No, not in through your vagina.
Tommy,
your groin
is nothing
here.
To do with your vagina.
They're here. Right. Your groin is
Tommy,
here, Tommy.
It's two different areas.
Men don't have vaginas, but they do have groins.
Groin is groin. Vagina is vagina.
It's right here,
don't
Tommy.
You don't put a camera up the vagina.
It was right there, Tommy. Have you seen where it is?
Just,
right?
Okay.
So hang on. So you have arteries
at your groin.
Yeah, in and the groin.
So between
you can only go into your heart via an artery, not via veins.
Not the vagina.
Yes, it doesn't have a direct route to your heart.
Tommy thinks the vagina is the route to everything.
Well,
I thought there might be a tunnel going from your heart to your vagina.
It's a small one.
Out your fanny.
It goes straight out your mouth.
Get a fannyrectomy. Fannyologist.
A gutterologist. What are you? I'm studying to be a gutterologist.
Up through the groin area.
Local anaesthetic.
Completely naked. And
now, were you, before you went, like, I was talking to a lady one time who was going for a gynecological exam.
You talk to a lot of people all the time.
And about intimate subjects, yes.
And she was saying, I had to go see this gynecologist, but before I did, I made sure I minded myself as well as I could in terms of presentation.
Exactly,
so
me too.
You were the same with that.
Yeah, because they said, first of all, we'll have to get the razor out, and then they didn't have to.
you did it yourself.
I was prepared for the examination.
Why did Okay.
Because they had to go in with the injection.
Oh,
you asked the fucking question.
So anyway, we got through that. Yeah.
The nurses plugged
me
all up.
What was the sensation like when the camera was going up your body?
Well, it was because he gave me a bit of an anesthetic just to numb the pain.
How many yards was he? Was he like a pipe going into a sewer?
Like exactly up there. Then I said to him halfway through,
give us another 5 yards on that rod there, John.
Rod master. So I went straight and then I said to him, I can feel you putting those through my insides. I could feel them going through. And he said, I'll give you a bit more of an anaesthetic. So gave me another bit of an anaesthetic in through the vein.
Let's be clear. So he finds a vein down by your groin.
Your arteries.
And he finds an artery.
That runs the whole way through.
Because it has to go directly. Now there's one here in your arms which they can do as well, I think, now. But because he was going into each chamber of my heart, he had to go into the groin area because he was not, he didn't know what he was looking for. Well, he did, but he wasn't going in to put, a stint in.
So, and you're able to feel.
So I could feel it going right up in here through. And there was three going in one side, three cameras on one.
It's like the Nore, the Barrow and the Shore. It's like a tributary of the Grand Canal.
Up, and I could feel them going up through my system.
Jesus Louisa.
And then he put them in anyway, stuck a camera into each chamber, four chambers. And then he went out of the room and into the other little one where the camera was.
How old were you when this was happening?
Well, I must have been about 27 or 26, 27.
Are you nervous when it's happening?
Well, you're sort of a little bit sedated. And the worst part was when you just literally are fired up on the chair, on the table
and
you're
And
apart.
What prompted you to...
Well, I was having these palpitations and he was... he had me on beta blockers, which was to keep your heart rate down, and had all the different. I'd everything done first. Like,
but also, you were also really physically fit at that time. You're like,
And I was having an ultrasound, and I had everything done prior to
question
this.
On that. The palpitations, was that when you were going to bed at night, you could hear your heart beating in the pillow or what?
I could be just sitting down on the chair and I could be out of breath, like, or my heart would be going so, like, it wasn't necessarily exercise driven that I was getting these extra, so my heart rate was going up to maybe like way up, higher than it should be.
And last question before we continue with this, anyone in the family suffer from them palpitations before? Cousins, relations, aunties or uncles, mothers or fathers?
No, so we went through it all, so he thought, initially, what he was going to do was break the surgery up into two. He had thought what was happening was my heart was getting a double flush of blood before it was leaving it. So basically it goes in through one of your arteries, goes round in a circle, say, and goes out another artery. And that's how your blood is filtered through your heart. So he thought what was happening was it was going in, around and around again.
Like a carousel.
And then back out.
Kind of like a Yank arriving in Shannon and they're got the hire car and they're going around their first roundabout for the
and
first
instead
time.
Of coming off it, they keep going around, yeah. And then he was basically described it as if it was a trap door that was just reopening after it was closed. And he was going to freeze that closed. That's what his plan was. A little, put up a tiny little thing the size of my fingernail, stick it up there, and then it was going to be freezing. So when it got onto the vein, it would just stick onto it and just close it or whatever. So anyway, he did all that. And then he said to me, like, your man slowed you down. He forced me up. So he put adrenaline into my heart, pumped it artificially in. So he was like, now I'm going to have to really put your heart really up high and see how your heart reacts to it. So he's pumping adrenaline into my heart. And I'm like, oh, and I'm like,
what did that feel like?
I was like, oh, stop. I said, I said I could actually see my heart coming up and down off my chest. And I was like, oh, and he was like, it's okay, it'll be finished in a minute, it'll be okay. And then they filter it back out again, obviously.
So adrenaline is what the boys give up on Mount Everest when they need, when they're at
the
weakest.
He was basically putting it in through a drip.
And did you feel yourself going, oh?
I was like, oh, like it was that hard. Like your heart was like going really, like it was over. But obviously it was a controlled amount of it, you know. But the worst thing happened was he sent me back to the ward and he said to the nurse that collected me, have you dealt with one of these patients before? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Don't let her out of bed for 3 hours, you know, because of a clot or a bleeding.
And are you, when you come out of the surgery and you're the post-adrenaline thing, how are you feeling?
I was still a bit sedated. But what was weird was, you know, in cartoons or in like fake films where they have like blood shoots up out of a, like a victim and there's blood everywhere. Well, the poor nurse got me, right? She was taking out the cameras and she was covering it up, patching up the two arteries, right? The next thing, one of them just went shot up all over her clothes. There was blood everywhere, right? And I was like, oh God, so embarrassing. You know, obviously couldn't do anything about it. Anyway, went back to the bed 3 hours later.
Especially coming from your fanny.
Yeah, big explosion of blood. Bing! Right all over your face. And then went back to the bed.
It's like a porn horror.
It was like that, exactly. Went back to the bed and I said, after about 4 hours, I said, I need to go to the toilet. And they said, oh, you can't go by yourself. And I was like, oh, fuck off. Are you serious? Like, what I've been through earlier, I can go to the toilet by myself. Fine, so they let me go to the toilet by myself. The next thing I had this, collapsed in the fucking
place. Jesus.
I was holding the groin area because they said to be careful that I didn't put any. Next thing I could feel this thing filling up into my hand, like as if a big plum was coming into like
your groin.
It just started swelling up into a big ball.
When the artery started to swell up.
Yeah, there was a big clot.
Sick, Loretta.
So I was ringing the emergency bell and they had to come in the door and carry me back to the bed. Oh my God.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. They had to physically. They rang the doctor and he told them to physically push the clot.
Oh, Jesus.
Out, break the clot up. So there was two doctors breaking the clot, like by physically pushing it back. And me
so how many people
getting
were
injection.
Around
you down working at your groin?
One of them was sticking morphine in my ass.
Was it the best day of your life? Morphine up the hole and eight fellas working on your fanny. What a day.
Working on me fanny.
Let me in there, Seamus. I'll take over.
I know, yeah.
Circle of motions. Keep a steady beat.
John, you take over. John,
there were men coming in all night. Fuck's sake,
working the grind, working
like,
the
yeah,
gossip.
It was like road maintenance men coming in. Yeah, so yeah, I was there. Then of course,
CSI me fanny.
CSI, CSI. Yeah. So they had to. They did all that. It was absolutely disgusting.
That's horrific.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Epic.
So where they went into you when they came out of you, how did they close that up again? Did you get stitches or?
No, it didn't. That was the thing. That's your vein where they went in there with that. But this was, so they, you know, that's why I couldn't get out. That's why I couldn't really move around. It just was supposed to go back.
Close itself.
It was a bandage on it. Like
Narita, what was the outcome of all the tests and stuff? What did they do then after
they
that?
They put me on medication for a couple of months, but it was too expensive. I stopped taking it eventually.
Hang on. The medication was too expensive for you?
Yeah.
So you stopped taking it?
Yeah, after a while. Like I took a few, it was like €170 a month or something on this medication. So I was like...
And what was the medication supposed to do?
I don't know, just stabilise.
One of these high dependency drugs.
But anyway, it was fine. I stopped.
Did you have a bottle of porter when you went home and said, fuck this shit?
I should have stayed on the porter for the rest of my life. So then it was fine. It seems to be grand now. I just have to be... I'm just mindful of it. Like, and... I don't have to take beta blockers or anything anymore. So
you're mindful of it. What does that mean?
As in, I'm just careful. If it goes up high again or it goes bad again, then I'll...
And could it and has it?
No, it hasn't. So
ever?
Fine. No, like if I'm doing exercise and stuff, my heart rate will be probably a little bit higher than it should.
No blood pressure in the family?
Well, my father ended up having to get stents and all that, but not as a young man.
But your siblings?
No, everything's good.
It's mad to see that. How long ago was that?
I don't know, it must have been 12 or 15 years
ago. The advancement now with this CT thing there where you don't have to go in intrusive with a camera.
Yeah,
it can be done.
You can put stents in now at your wrists because there's arteries at your wrists. I think that's where my father got them done through his wrists. Like, and it's a very short process. Like.
So in terms of, say, when you're exercising, is there, do you have a heart monitor on your wrist, like a Fitbit thing? So do you know that if it goes above 180, that's too high?
Yeah.
Okay, but you probably feel that as opposed to needing to read it.
Yeah, like sometimes, like I'd be careful of it, but you'd feel it yourself, yeah. But you'd still be keeping an eye on it. Like sometimes I'd look at it could be up at 183 or
and,
whatever.
And there's no long term, you're not in any danger down
the
road.
No, I'm okay now. It's not high, not really high anymore.
And isn't it interesting why predominantly it's male?
Yeah.
Male. Women, it does happen women, but stroke for women and heart attack is not as prevalent as it is in males. Why is that? What is the dynamic? What is there?
They couldn't handle it.
What the fuck? Jesus.
Or maybe they can.
Well, you're fucking right, Tommy. Let's call a fucking spade.
They'd be moaning about it. I have to fucking collect the kids and I have to fucking...
fucking military operation.
They'd be moaning about it before it happens.
Where's the...
Maybe we should have...
Fellas get strokes and say nothing.
We should get a resident doctor in here. We should get a resident doctor in here. We have a lot of medical questions.
We have a lot of knowledge between us.
I know a few doctors. I'm going to ring them and ask them a couple of questions. See if we get any answers for it.
Behind all the chat we're having, there's a very good message going out there, and it's getting out there slowly but surely.
There's a big thing now, a big campaign at the minute for men to have their blood pressure checked as well.
Yes. Fuck off.
Shut up, Tommy. Shut up, Tommy.
Get this checked, get that checked.
Check yourself, Tom.
Tommy, you're going around saying you're 5.5 out of 10.
Tommy, you're on a fucking...
That's enough,
Tommy.
That's a pass.
You're
that's a C.
Tommy's munching.
That's 55%.
Tommy's munching.
I'd have been delighted with that at a fucking, as an exam result in school. 55%.
55 was great.
55 was a C.
Yeah, but 50 is
A C in honours was the greatest result of all
time.
You
think it's 55% all right in life, like to be living your heart, like in your heart?
There's people on 4%. People fucking...
There's people on D's, E's, F's.
There's people in fucking Aleppo on 1%.
I don't think they are. I think they might be dead.
They give their left hand to
Tommy,
be
don't
55%.
Be that blasé about it. You munching tablets to bait the band to keep
I'm on an anti-statin
tablet. It's saving
but
your life.
But I don't take it every night.
Well, you fucking should.
No, I won't.
Why?
Because I just don't.
A tremendous glass of whiskey and an 80 mil antistatin, and fuck you all.
I don't take it every night. I'm down to 20.
I'm getting a doctor to come in here to go. Well, unless
she's Indian, they can fuck off. An Indian woman.
Why?
Because I'd like the style of them.
Okay, well, we
hello, Tommy. Well, take care of you now. My name is Kaushiki.
Now, can we have an Indian cardiologist, female?
Oh, yes.
Fuck, what's this?
Contact
men
us.
Men check their blood pressure.
Yeah, that's
yes,
a new
Tommy,
thing.
Tommy, don't fucking
I saw
knock
this
it.
Egypt.
Right.
We're in a high-vis jacket at 11 o'clock in the morning the other day. And he's the type of fucker that would be vulnerable to that type of information.
Did
no.
you stop and hit him over the head?
He looked at me and I just went, fucking Egypt.
No.
Every time I'm out now
who
in the
wears
car,
a high-vis jacket at 11 o'clock in the day?
No, walking in the daytime with a high-vis on a pavement, it's a bit inappropriate.
This goes back to our fucking next thing, there'll be pedestrian helmets. Just you, the week after...
pedestrian helmets!
The week after they fucking
and
announced
shin guards.
Shin guards for fucking shopping. Why would you get our blood pressure checked?
Because Tommy, the blood.
Because everyone's so careful. And it's what this is the Fine Gaeling of the Irish imagination. Everybody be careful.
No, no,
get
no.
everything fucking
no,
checked.
No, Tommy, you need
what?
To get
Hector.
Women go in and get
their Hector.
Women get their ditties checked every week and every year.
Yeah.
They put
yeah.
it into a vice and
own.
Push it into the diddy yoke yeah. and push yeah. it into the diddy yoke. And it's not fucking. And it's really uncomfortable.
I know what you are, Hector.
What?
You're a fucking cowboy like me. And do cowboys ever get their blood pressure checked?
What?
Do they fuck? They just ride off into the desert. We are fucking cowboys. Cowboys ride till they die. You ride till you die.
Fuck smallpox and chicken pox. Ride till you die.
Remember the end of
Put Your Boots On.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The boys are surrounded by their enemies. There is fucking no way out. Do they try and negotiate some type of fucking peace treaty? No, they don't. They look at one another. They're outnumbered 500-2. There's no way out of this. They'll be shot once they raise their heads above the fucking parapet. And what do they say to one another? Nothing. They just look and say, fucking. And the two of them stood up and went shooting and got shot. That's the way men are supposed to fucking live. None of this fucking pedestrian helmets, high-vis jackets, get your blood. Who said that to you? I am going to send a letter to Stephen Donnelly, the minister, and tell him,
yes.
fuck off. Fuck off.
Leave us alone.
Yeah, Fine Gael, fucking, you're a meddler.
I don't
That's
even
all you
think
are.
He is from Fine Gael.
Blood pressure and politics.
You.
Fuck
oh.
off.
Blood pressure and politics. Look at Tommy's heart rate. It's coming.
Who the fuck told you that?
Tommy's heart rate is now at 450.
Who told you to get your blood pressure checked?
Not me. They didn't tell
don't
me.
Mind them,
they
Larita.
Told men to get it checked.
Who told men?
There's
a voice on the radio.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Shut up, Tommy. You need to get your blood pressure checked.
Fuck off. No, I don't.
It could be in the family. Your heart needs to relax.
Me Mickey's in me family. What do you mean it could be in the family?
Yeah, but your Mickey doesn't need fucking blood pressure tablets.
Is your Mickey still working? If that wasn't working, you'd be
is there
going
anything working in your body, Tommy?
55% was good enough for my father and his father, and all the Tyrone's come back.
So you're all on 55%.
Don't mind him. He knows well about the blood pressure.
No,
I fucking know you
don't.
Do. You
he
fucking
does.
Will.
He's a big fucking
you
spoofer.
Fucking will get it checked.
God, bullshit.
Jesus.
So, Larita, a voice on the radio said to you to get your blood
no,
pressure
No, it
checked.
Didn't. It said men of Ireland.
But who the fuck said that and who gave them permission?
I heard ads on the radio while I was in
I
the
I am going to be a voice on the radio.
It's national
men
shouting. Stop, my head is splitting.
It's national
get me some
heart.
Fucking headache tablets.
He still has a headache from yesterday. I'm going to address the men of Ireland right now.
Okay.
Never mind this other
okay.
voice on the
Turn
radio.
Our
okay, hang on.
Ahead.
Here we go.
I'm
giving
short.
You an intro, like after the 9 o'clock news.
I don't need an intro.
Here is a speech on behalf of the men of Ireland.
No, you're taking the buzz out of it.
Go
now.
On then.
I don't need an intro. Men of Ireland, cop the fuck on. That's it.
Don't listen.
That's it.
Tell me, they'd be short ads if you were
That's
recording
it.
Them.
Too many men are going out in glory when they could have fucking.
That's it.
Done
you need
something.
To get your heart
Tommy,
checked.
I know it's the great way to go. It's the brave way to go. It's the end of the movie, but fucking hell.
The movie
can go on into a box set, Tommy. We don't want to fucking
we're cowboys.
I know we're cowboys, Tommy. But
the two of us are riding down from the hills into the town.
Yeah, but listen,
down to the whorehouse and the whiskey saloon, and we're going to sleep in the hay barn.
Yes. Yeah, I know, Tommy. I know.
Them out.
But hey, hey, it's okay for cowboys to feel emotions too. I can't quit you, Tommy. Ever since I saw you, I can't quit you, Tommy.
That's a George Jones song.
It was fucking Once Upon a Time in the West and Lee Van Cleef, and now it's fucking Brokeback Mountain.
I can't quit you, Tommy.
Sensitive cowboys in tents fucking riding each other and growing moustaches going to Mexico.
Do you remember when Brokeback Mountain came out first? It was revolutionary.
I never watched it.
Did you never watch the two big cowboys that fell in love?
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
I can't quit you. Ever since I saw you, I knew you were different.
Two boys in the two-man tent with the cowboy boots outside and they're baiting into
Tommy
each other.
Back to the two-man tent again.
Yeah. Leave your Stetson on, son.
Is that a movie about lesbian cowboys or something?
No, but it sounds good.
Soldiers.
Black is the new, orange is the new black. That's, I think, about lesbian prisoners.
Okay. A lesbian cowboy movie.
Would that be...
Oh, stop.
There probably is on some channels on the dark web.
Yeah. What would you call it? Fucking... The word dyke would be in the title anyway.
Oregon Dykes.
Dick Oregon Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Oklahoma.
God, between us and all.
Oh, listen, now, so what do we do after a chat like fucking that?
Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. God bless. Good luck. See you down the road.
Ta-ra.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. It's Tommy Tiernan here. So just a reminder that we have opened up a merchandise store, THL merchandise store, and we're selling jumpers. And, is that what they call jumpers?
Jerseys. No, jerseys. Call jerseys.
We're calling jerseys and
not
hoodies
jumpers. They're not
and
jumpers.
Mugs. And what we're using is we're using the names that you've suggested for the football teams, and we've created some merchandise there. So we hope you like it and buy it for someone that you love. Go to thlpod.com/forward/merch for more.